Okay, welcome to PumpTeach. This podcast airs on computer system, and I'll just do the introduction. It's introduction to computers. Now, if you are an IT personnel or you are a student doing ICT with education, or you are doing computer studies in education, this is for you specifically now. And what we include in this lesson, the parts of the computer system, then looking inside the machine, and then software, which is bringing the machine to life. So now we are on the parts of the computer system. The first thing that we need to understand in this part, the parts of the computer system, we need to understand what is a computer, what is a hardware, what is a software, what is data, and who are users. So now I'll start with what a computer is. A computer is an electronic device used to process data, and a computer can convert data into information that is useful to people. And a computer system includes four distinct parts: the hardware, the software, data, and the user. Some may define the computer as an electronic device that is capable of accepting input, and that input is being processed, then produce an output and stores it for later use, for the purpose of sharing, retrieval, for other uses. There are four basic elements of the computer, that is to say the input, the processing, the output, and the storage. Now, these things that are tied up to hardware, software, data, and users. So now listen to this, that we have the data, which is later being converted to information, the hardware or the system that comprise of the computer system, the hardware, the physical component. These are physical components of the computer system. Then the software, these are set of instructions that make the computer function or run or execute a certain task. And then data, these are raw facts and figures that has no meaning attached to them. And user, these are people or anything that uses the computer. It may be a robot, it may be a real person, the actual person who is using the computer. That is about the terms that I talked about. Now, the parts of the computer system, specifically for the hardware, I said the hardware is these are physical components that makes up the computer system. Now, the computer's hardware consists of electronic devices that the parts you can see and touch. And the term device refers to any piece of hardware used by the computer, such as the keyboard, the monitor, the modem, the mouse, etc., that we can talk about. Some other hardware parts of the computers that you can talk about are speakers, modem, microphone, the RAM chip, the CPU, the central processing unit, which is inside on the motherboard, the keyboard, the mouse, the CD-ROM drive, the disk drive, the hard drive, the printer, the ports, the monitor, the expansion board, but to mention a few. We got to the software. The computer system, as I said, it consists of the two things, the hardware and the software. There is no any computer that can run and function properly without the hardware and without the software. These two things, they work together and in harmony so that they can perform a specific task meant for them. Now, we have talked about the hardware, and I've given examples of the hardware parts of the computer. Now, I come to software. The parts of the computer system, software. The software also, which is called program, it consists of organized sets of instructions for controlling the computer, as I explained earlier about software what are softwares? Some softwares or some programs exist for the computers used to help or manage. It manages its own tasks and devices. Other programs exist for the user and enable the computers to perform tasks for you, such as creating documents. The other thing that we can talk about is the data. Data, which are raw facts and figures, which the computer can manipulate and process it into information that is useful to people. Therefore, information can be defined as raw facts and figures that has meaning now that are being processed. That is data which is processed and has meaning attached to it. The example I can give is PT, that is PumpTeach. PT, it seems to be data because it can mean something else, pump technology or something else. But PT, when I convert it to be that information, it will mean something else which is useful to users or to anything. That is PumpTech, PT. The other thing is that data consists of raw facts and figures which the computer can manipulate and process it into information that is useful to people. Computerized data is digital, meaning that it has been reduced to digits or numbers. The computer stores and reads all data as numbers. Listen, although computers use data in digital form, they convert data into forms that people can understand, such as text, numerals, sound, and images. The examples that we can give, H, E, R, E, and the other things, the ones and zeros, and all those things. Now, I come to the last part, which is users. I say that users are people that use or operate the computer. Sometimes, some types of computers can operate without much intervention from people, but personal computers are designed specifically for use by people, such as the desktop, the laptops, the Android phones, the tablets, and these computers that are around us that are being used by people. When I say computer, I don't necessarily only mean the laptop, the desktop, but there are some other computers that are advanced, and there are some other computers that you don't know that they are computers, but they are computers. That's far where I can end, and when I come back, I'll continue to look inside the computer machine. That is, now talk about the types of hardware, the central processing unit, the memory, how memory is measured, input and output devices, and storage devices. That is what we are going to talk about in the next episode. I am your host, PumpTech at PumpTech. Thank you very much. Enjoy technology.